Homily 15, Resurrection in No Other Name. Then the beloved disciples said to Peter, "It is the Lord." I welcome you to our Easter season celebration. Johannes Rotan, the Jesuit superior who rebuilt the Society of Jesus after its restoration in 1814, cautioned against meditating and contemplating the resurrection because it leads to laxity. In contrast, a 15th century Flemish Beguine rightly, correctly urged profound contemplation of the glorified wounds of and the imitation of the risen Christ, highly unusual in the spiritual tradition. The bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ has been underscored as God the Father's mightiest deed, a unique and sensational event on which the whole of human history turns. In fact, the New Testament defines God in a new way, the God who raised Jesus from the dead. When St. Peter met a man lame from birth, he said, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk." He then explained that he cured this man through the risen Christ, in no other name. Today's gospel centers on Jesus' appearance to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. The beloved disciple is the first to recognize Jesus. It is the Lord. However, Peter, splash, is the first in the water to swim to shore. 150 large fish had been caught, not a symbolic number as Augustine held, but in the view of many commentators, an eyewitness account of the actual catch. No extra charge. Years ago, I received a frantic phone call from a Jesuit who was to give 10 lectures on Christian mysticism in Jerusalem at an interreligious dialogue. But he had to go in for emergency heart surgery. After he had forwarded his lecture outlines, I asked why they were all centered on abstract mysticism. He said, "That audience of Hindus, Buddhists, Jews, New Age pagans will not want the name Jesus Christ mentioned." I said to myself, a Jesuit unwilling to speak of Jesus Christ. I went to Jerusalem and gave my lectures as one who worships the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ. Not surprisingly, they were well received. Anyone interested in true intra-religious dialogue has no desire to hear a watered-down version of the other's position. In no other name, it is the Lord. When I taught at Santa Clara University many years ago, I befriended a young Buddhist priest, a pastor, of a Buddhist parish in Los Gatos. He told me that curious Christians often visited and asked what he thought about Christianity. He told them, this is a Buddhist priest, that Christianity's foundation is the person of Jesus Christ, who is confessed and worshipped as the crucified and risen God-man. In no other name, it is the Lord. Shortly before his death, the atheist, Christopher Hitchens, spoke of Jesus Christ as a madman, a megalomaniac, who allegedly thought that he was the way, the truth, and the life. I liked what Hitchens said because he read, in some sense, the New Testament correctly. Jesus' incredible claims in no way could come from simply a teacher, a prophet, a rabbi, a Buddha, a philosopher, or any of history's religious geniuses. In no other name, it is the Lord. The God who raised Jesus from the dead confirms that Jesus is who and what he says he was, the Christ, Lord, Son of Man, last Adam, life-giving Spirit, new creation, the kingdom incarnate, the way, the truth, the life. The entire New Testament is written in the light of the risen Christ. It is not simply one truth among others to believe. It is the very reason to believe. In no other name, it is the Lord. During an ecumenical seminar in Germany, the Jesuit theologian Karl Rahner startled many of the participants and his audience when he said, "You really cannot do Christology unless, like the beloved disciple, who have quickly recognized him as Lord, and like Peter, plunged into the sea of life to reach him, fallen in love with him, and thrown your arms around him." One theologian interjected, "As long as you don't mean that piously." And Rahner said, "I mean it the way it sounds. In no other name, it is the Lord." The bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the sign not only that I shall be raised from the dead, but also that we shall be raised from the dead, that creation itself shall be raised as the new earth and the new heaven, that forgiveness, healing, and transformation, not sin and death, have the last word, because the risen Christ is the Father's definitive word of love. In no other name, it is the Lord.